to Todd's position here is that when you look at the competition, there's a bunch of checklists out here to the side. And you have all these other people we're competing with. And what we have in that checklist is East-West Florida Road, does it have purchase right-of-way? No. Does it have preliminary alignment? No. Does it have any of these things? They're all no's. Well, what that's going to do is the idea that it's the highest priority project on our matrix states the need. What we need to do is come up and make it competitive. That's the next step here. The other thing is about the other two Tiger grants, and I was able to find the first one. I wasn't able to find the second one. But we were in a similar kind of a situation here where we an opportunity came up on short notice. We put together a plan, and we got it out there. But were we really prepared to be competitive? Probably not. Are we really prepared to be competitive on state competition on the STIP? Probably not. So unless we enter into the step where we bring ourselves more to be more competitive and check these boxes off, we're not going to get there. And I think it's unwise for us to keep competing and failing. Not because of the value of the project. The value of the project on the last Tiger grant, to be viable, a project needs to return on investment one-to-one. So if you put $25 million in, you get $25 million out. This project, Great River, did that work. This project returned 7-to-1, the highest they'd ever worked on. 7 times the investment was the return on it. So every tractor trailer that supplies East Highway 76 goes through Hollister or Branson Landing. It's the only way you can get there.
Rick, can you help me on, I haven't thought about it to just right now. In 09, was it 16, 17, how much was
it? It was 19 million.
The 19 million?
That, the one that I looked at that I gave them was 19 and a half million.
Okay. And there was about 6.5 million that was the county's responsibility.
Okay. And when you did say 25 to 30 million, that was another thing I was kind of surprised at. The Tiger Grant maxes out at 25 million, I think, doesn't it? So we would be prepared to, you're going to have a match of.
That's correct. Yeah, and the projects score better if you have less of a federal match and more.
70-25 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
70-25.
Yep. I believe before we get into the tactical part of this, before we do these things, because here's some things. You get full credit for right away. So as, for example, Hollister Schools has already put in their strategic plan a big chunk of right-of-way for this. Well, when we make those negotiations and that right-of-way comes to the table, that gives you credit. And I believe in the last time we looked, there was about $2 million worth of right-of-way through here. That could be handled locally with a variety of means that treated the property owners fairly, and that became part of our match. I can tell you through Hollister, we already have that right-of-way, but that right-of-way alongside Menards is worth a lot of money. And we already require the development, for example, Menards, when they came in, they took the existing two-lane Birch Street, and it had 3 lanes down on the north end, but it didn't the rest of the way. We required them to approve that to 3 lanes. The next improvements that we're working on will be required to take that to 5 lanes. Well, all of that is a credit to the project that can be used to lever the local match. So there's a great deal of this that isn't just out-of-pocket expenses necessarily. There's some creativity, but it's engaging people that have that experience on how to cause that to happen. Couple that up with people that have relationships with local property owners or local businesses to work with them to ensure everybody is fairly treated. The last time, too, when we did this in the ballot issue, that got politicized. And there was a political mess that caused part of the failure of that. Not only the economy was bad, but there was winners and losers drawing up sides, and we need to avoid that. That wasn't our finest hour. So there was a whole series of reasons here. Todd talked about some of the stakeholders, but obviously the College of the Ozarks is here. They're another stakeholder in this type, owning property on both sides of the East-West Corridor Road. The realtors are here in some strength speaking to this. We need to look for the future of Taney County of what I call the new urban model. What this can do to facilitate that is you can have the orange multifamily, some light commercial, and schools. So if you're in the house or school area, you can have these types of things. Kids can walk to school. They can walk to the convenience store or wherever is the little local shops that are right there. There's a corollary of that in Kirbyville. The other thing is, if we're going to provide transportation, workforce transportation, it's pretty easy to stop at one of these particular locations and transport people back to work, maybe three round trips a day, and cover these types of things. But if we just let this go without that kind of planning, and that's not able to be done on the existing roadways because they weren't designed to do any of that. They're already what they're going to be, or at least the primary part of what they're going to be. Be extremely expensive to redo that and come up with these types of solutions. The green lines are existing sewer, already there. Water District 2 provides a great deal of central water there. City of Hollister owns a site that isn't developed for a water tower to move into that in expectation of this. One of the things we're hurting very badly for is rail. East-West Corridor Road can make a huge difference on where the rail line comes to the wastewater treatment plant. Right here is available area that's already approved by the rail, but we can't run all of the heavy traffic down through downtown Hollister. Downing Street is where the rail would have to come to, or Esplanade Street, the city hall's on, is where the trucks would have to come in and out. East-West Corridor Road crosses there. They can go right to the East-West Corridor Road. We can actually have a rail freight transfer site. But without that, it's not going to be very easy. So there's a variety of things we haven't totally talked about. But I don't think we're going to be competitive on the STIP. I don't think we're going to be competitive. Right now, President Trump last week said that one of his priorities coming up is infrastructure programs. Well, if we have this project developed, and not to discount what Brandon is saying, to develop that, to address those issues head on with logical explanations to them rather than just say, in the past, when these kinds of things came up, they just got glossed over and away they went. That's not the case. And that's why I would say in 6 weeks or 4 weeks to field a Tiger Grant, unrealistic. We'll lose that one too. And we'll confirm what everybody knows is we're just trying to push something through. Don't do that. Let's take some time, but let's start today. Take some time and well plan this through. Address those issues. Have public hearings. Is it realistic to believe that everybody is going to be greatly satisfied by this? Maybe not. The other piece in here that I wouldn't totally rule out is that we use county forces to do some of the work, to diminish the cost on some of these types of things. You have a well-developed, well-capable road and bridge department that may be able to do some of the pieces of this, the smaller pieces maybe, that could also be the local match, that could also give us a great deal of credit, and we would be paying for it at wholesale rates and charging it a credit at retail rates. Because if you bid the work that they do at our cost, and then you bid it at local construction costs, local construction is going to be much higher, commercial construction is going to be much higher for the highway heavy work. And so what may cost us this amount may be valued at that amount. I think we put the package together, but we have to get started. And that's really my interest in this and my appeal. Jonas can speak to some things with some of the largest, National Enzymes is the largest manufacturing firm.
Well, I'll be real brief. I'll touch on three things: business retention, expansion, business attraction, which you mentioned, you know, build if they will come, and workforce development. So I'll leave the attraction piece for last. But if you look at the industrial employers that we do have within the county, two of our biggest are right at the end of that proposed expansion with VHC Brands and then National Enzyme, which both just happened due to fire and are in expansion mode and are adding new employees as we speak, and they have over the last, you know, 5-6 months. The biggest issue, though, is workforce development, workforce housing. You know, you've heard we've developed some supplementary pipelines to get more folks into the market through J1s, through H2Bs, through Puerto Rico. But those are supplementary, right? We need